Anyone who has ever played a contact sport like football or hockey has worn a helmet. Helmets reduce the risk of severe trauma to the brain if an injury occurs, and helmet technology has advanced rapidly over the last few years. Helmets worn by football players back in the 1920s were made of leather and provided little protection. Today, football helmets include several layers of padding surrounded by a plastic or polycarbonate shell. This week on WRVO's Health and Wellness Show, Take Care, hosts Lorraine Rapp and Linda Lowen talk with Dr. Stefan Duma, a professor of engineering and the founder of the Virginia Tech Wake Forest Center for Injury Biomechanics, about helmet technology.
How much injury protection does a helmet provide?
Well, historically, helmets across all sports have done a very good job at protecting against a catastrophic skull fracture and brain injury. And more recently, some helmets are doing a better job of reducing head acceleration, and it depends on sports and it depends on the helmet.
Explain the process by which greater acceleration leads to greater injury.
When we talk about injury biomechanics or how people get hurt, it's really about acceleration. We classically would say speed kills, but velocity is not really a problem. If you think about flying in an airplane, you're going 500 miles an hour, so it's not really a problem if you slow down gradually. Acceleration means you're going to lose or gain velocity very quickly. So how much you accelerate causes, in the head, for example, the skull will accelerate. That causes the brain to deform. The higher the acceleration, the more the brain deforms from its own inertia as it tries to catch up. The more you deform the brain, the higher risk and more severe injury you have.
How protective are helmets against the severity of a concussion?
So if you look at football, historically, the helmet did very little to prevent the risk of concussion. Over the past 5 years, going to these newer helmets reduces the risk of concussion injury by about 50%.
If you were to take us through a helmet, much like an onion, could you describe some of the elements or materials that we might encounter?
Sure. So if we look at a football helmet, for the most part, you have an outside shell that's a plastic, a polycarbonate, and that provides a way of distributing the local contact force. So you distribute the load. Underneath that shell is some sort of padding that cushions the impact. Now, some of the newer helmets, like the Zero One or the Speed Flex, are actually starting to make the outside shell a little more flexible and use that as also a tool to reduce the impact acceleration.
Are helmets designed very differently from sport to sport?
In a general sense, they are pretty different. The philosophy is still the same. You sort of have a shell and you have padding. If you look at other sports like bicycling, they're very different. They're almost all expanded polystyrene, and they provide a good protection against skull fracture, but they have a large way to go in terms of really reducing head acceleration like these other sport helmets can.
One question I have is how cost relates to performance.
It's a great question. What we found in almost every sport, from football to hockey to bicycling, is that there's almost no correlation between cost and performance. Some of the cheaper helmets perform really well. Some of the most expensive don't perform as well.
That was Dr. Stefan Duma talking with Lorraine Rapp and Linda Lowen about helmets and how they protect the brain. You can hear more of their conversation on Take Care, WRVO's Health and Wellness Show, tomorrow morning at 6:30 and Sunday evening at 6:30. Support for this story comes from the Health Foundation for Western and Central New York.